由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you to this second broadcast from Psalm 24.
非常欢迎你收听今日关于诗篇第24篇下半部分的信息的天路导向。
Do you know that there is a problem with many Christians today?
不知道你知不知道今日在很多基督徒身上都有的问题是什么呢？
Many of them are living in the Old Testament.
就是原来很多人都仍然生活在旧约时代。
Now, what do I mean by this?
我为什么要这样讲呢？
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约时代里面呢，
the high priest is able to go into the Holy of Holies once a year on the Day of Atonement.
在大祭司当时就每年一次在赎罪日走到去至圣所里面。
And there he offers the sacrifice.
他就在那里献祭。
A sacrifice that is offered for the sins of God's people for one year.
他就为到上帝的子民在一年当中所犯的罪来献祭。
And then they have to go through the whole process all over again.
跟着他们这个过程是周而复始的。
Then the following year.
下一年又是这样。
And then the following year.
再下一年都是这样。
Do you know why?
你知不知道为什么？
Because the blood of animal sacrifice can only cover the sins for one year.
因为祭牲的血只能够遮盖一年的罪。
But those who are in Christ Jesus.
但是今天在耶稣基督里面的人。
Those who have come to him in humility and in brokenness.
那些知道自己是破碎的心灵。他们愿意谦卑来到上主面前的人。
Those who have asked for God's forgiveness.
那些曾经呼求上帝赦免的人。
Their sins are not merely covered for one year.
他们的罪是不单止被遮盖一年的。
But their sins have been blotted out forever.
而是被永远这样是抹去的。
They have been cleansed forever.
他们是被永远洁净的。
There is one thing that God cannot do.
有一件事是上帝不会做的。
And that is remember the sin of the truly repentant sinner.
就是经常很紧张地记住所有真心悔改的人曾经犯过的罪。
He cannot remember the sins of those who have come to him through the Lord Jesus Christ.
他不会记住那些借着耶稣基督去到他面前的人所犯过的罪。
Those who have cried to him, Father, forgive me.
就是那些曾经向他呼求过话，天父啊，赦免我啦。
Do you know why?
你知不知道为什么上帝要这样做啊？
Because Jesus' death on the cross was the payment for the penalty of your sin and my sin.
原来因为耶稣基督在十字架上面的死，已经为你为我付上了代价。
But there was something else in the Old Testament.
但是在旧约时代还有其他的要求。
In the Old Testament, in order for a person to be redeemed,
在那时旧约的时代一个人要赎身的话，
he has to have a kinsman redeemer.
一定要一个同族的亲戚才能够为他付出赎价。
A kinsman redeemer in the Old Testament had to have two qualifications.
在旧约时代这个同族的代赎者一定要符合两个的条件。
First,
第一个,
he has to be very wealthy,
当然要有钱啊,
so that he can make the payment of redeeming someone.
如果没有钱, 怎样帮人给赎金呢?
The second qualification,
好, 第二个条件,
is that he has to be related to the person who is being redeemed.
他一定要同那个被赎的人有亲戚关系。
A stranger cannot just walk in and give you the ransom.
如果我同你三唔识七嘅话，我点可以随便帮你俾钱呢
？The ransom is only one part of it.
赎金只系其中一部分。
The other part is that he has to be related to you.
第二部分佢一定要同你有亲戚关系。
Let me ask you a question.
嗱， 喺度我就要问你一条问题。
Who is richer than the Lord Jesus Christ?
究竟有边个有钱过耶稣基督先？
Who is closer to us than the Lord Jesus Christ?
究竟边个比耶稣基督同我哋更加亲近先？
Why do you think Jesus told his followers to call his father Abba?
点解耶稣叫跟随佢嘅人叫天父做阿爸父呢？阿爸系点解呢？
Is Jesus just trying to be courteous?
耶稣系咪要为咗礼貌呢？
Is he making people feel good?
佢系咪要让你感觉良好呢？
No.
唔系噶。
Jesus tells us to call his father Abba because we have become his beloved children.
耶稣让我哋将天父称为阿爸父，系因为我哋已经成为咗我哋爸爸所爱嘅子女。
We are his by adoption and grace.
我哋因为上帝嘅恩典而成为佢收养翻嚟嘅子女。
We have to be blood relatives of Jesus.
我哋一定要同耶稣有血缘亲属嘅关系。
And we have to be beloved children in order that he may redeem us.
我哋可以成为上帝所爱嘅子女，先至能够得赎。
And you cannot get closer relationship than a father.
咁你话？有边个关系最亲密呢？梗系爸爸。
The Lord's offer is the ultimate.
而上帝就俾咗我哋一个最重要、最重要嘅机会。
And in Psalm 24, we see that the Lord's overcoming is unavoidable.
我哋知道喺诗篇第24篇里面，上帝嘅得胜系必然嘅。
No matter what goes on in this world.
无论这个世界发生什么，
The Lord is going to overcome.
上帝是必定得胜。
The ungodly may cause worldwide destruction.
不敬虔的人或者会为这个世界带来破坏。
But it doesn't matter because the Lord will overcome.
但是这个已经不紧要了，因为上帝必然得胜。
His overcoming is inevitable.
上帝的得胜是必然得胜的。
Five times in the last three verses of Psalm 24.
在诗篇第24篇最后三节里面有五次。
The Holy Spirit speaks of Christ as the King of Glory.
圣灵将耶稣基督称为荣耀的王。
This part of the Psalm should be exciting to all believers.
诗篇的这一部分应该让每一个基督徒都很激动的。
A challenge is given twice.
在这里他提出了两次的质问。
Who is the King of Glory?
荣耀的王是谁先？
And the answer comes in twice.
他又来了两次答案。
The first answer is this.
第一次的答案是这样去回答的。
The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
就是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上面有能力的耶和华。
Then the challenge comes a second time.
跟住他又第二次提出质问了。
Who is the King of Glory?
荣耀的王是谁呢？
And the answer comes in again.
再次为我们给了答案。
The Lord Almighty, He is the King of Glory.
万军的耶和华，他就是荣耀的王。
My friend, I want to ask you a question.
亲爱的听众朋友，我想问你一条问题。
Do you know why there are so many lifeless Christians in the world today?
你知唔知喺呢个世代里面点解有咁多缺乏灵命嘅基督徒呢
？The reason for this is that Jesus Christ is not the center of their lives。
原因就系佢哋冇让到耶稣基督成为佢哋生命嘅核心。
Jesus Christ is not the preoccupation of their minds and heart and soul。
耶稣基督冇喺佢哋嘅理性同埋佢哋嘅心灵里面居于首位。
And that is why they live lifeless lives.
呢个就系点解佢哋嘅生命都系死气沉沉嘅。
We have learned to envision a meek and lowly Jesus.
我哋嘅心里面嘅耶稣系点嘅呢？就系柔和，就系谦卑嘅。
And we have forgotten that he is the conquering Jesus.
但系我哋亦都忘记咗佢就系克敌。至圣的耶稣基督。
So many people confuse meekness with weakness.
我哋发现好多时候我哋将柔和同埋软弱系混为一谈噶。
Jesus was meek, but he's not weak.
耶稣基督系温和噶，但系耶稣基督并唔系软弱噶。
Weakness is a false image of the victorious Jesus.
如果你认为胜利嘅耶稣系软弱嘅，你系错觉。
It is a false image of the resurrected Jesus.
如果你认为复活嘅耶稣系软弱嘅，你都系一种嘅错觉。
It is a false image of the conquering Jesus.
如果你认为胜过敌人、征服敌人嘅耶稣系软弱嘅，更加系一种错觉。
The reason we have insipid churches,
之所以会有一啲冷淡嘅教会。
And the reason we have insipid Christians
之所以会有一啲冷淡嘅基督徒
is because we have forgotten something very important.
咁样系因为我哋忘记咗一啲好重要嘅事。
We have forgotten that our God is the God of power and might.
我哋忘记咗我哋嘅上帝系有力有能嘅耶和华。
That our God is the Lord of hosts.
我哋嘅上帝系万军嘅耶和华。
That our God is a conquering God.
我哋嘅上帝系得胜嘅上帝。
That our God has defeated Satan and sin.
我哋嘅上帝系胜过咗撒旦，胜过咗罪恶嘅上帝。
That our God defeated death and the grave.
我哋嘅上帝战胜咗死亡，战胜咗坟墓。
That our God has conquered sin and guilt.
我哋嘅上帝胜过咗罪恶，胜过咗过犯。
That our God has conquered hatred and bitterness.
我哋嘅上帝胜过咗仇恨，胜过咗苦毒。
That our God has conquered fear and doubt.
我哋嘅上帝战胜咗恐惧，战胜咗疑惑。
That our God has conquered worry and anxiety.
原来我哋嘅上帝系征服咗忧虑同埋焦躁。
The church of Jesus Christ is made to conquer in his name.
耶稣基督的教会本来就是要奉他的名来胜过这个世界。
And the church that is not conquering is not the church of Jesus Christ.
那些不能够胜过世界的教会就不是耶稣基督的教会。
When you come to worship the sovereign conquering Lord,
当你来敬拜这位至高无上得胜的上帝的时候，
You are not worshipping a weak dead hero.
你不是来敬拜一个软弱已经死了的英雄。
You came to celebrate the living power of the conquering king.
你而是来庆祝那位得胜的君王那种又真又活的大能啊。
Who is the King of Glory?
荣耀的王究竟是边个呢？
The Lord mighty in battle.
原来是在战场上面有能力的耶和华。
Between verses 8 and 9,
在第八节和第九节中间，
There are several centuries of this age of grace.
它涵盖了恩典时代的几个世纪。
This present time of grace.
什么是恩典时代呢？就是现在，现在就是恩典的时代。
What does that mean?
究竟我所讲的是为什么呢？
It means that the Lord is working right now.
原来我要告诉你，上帝现在这一刻就在动工。
The first one took place the day of his ascension when he rose victorious.
从他得胜复活升天那一刻开始。
40 days after his resurrection, he was ascended into heaven.
在他复活之后40日，我们的上帝耶稣基督升到去高天。
That was the first question.
这个就是第一个问题了。
Who is the King of Glory?
荣耀的王究竟是谁呢？
The mighty in battle, the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是在战场上面有能力的上帝主耶稣基督。
He is victorious.
他就是得胜的主宰。
Right now, God is gathering all his children from all over the globe.
在此时此刻，上帝正正要在全球各地招聚他的儿女。
He is gathering his children from every tribe.
他正在每一个民族，每一个地方招聚他的儿女。
from every nation and from all over the world.
从每一个国家乃至全世界每一个角落招聚佢嘅儿女。
He is gathering his children.
上帝要招聚佢嘅儿女啊。
And you and I to be used of God as his instruments of getting his children home.
你同我将要成为上帝所使用嘅器皿，招聚佢嘅儿女翻翻屋企。
The conquering Jesus right now is gathering his own.
得胜嘅耶稣基督正喺度招聚属于佢嘅儿女。
Those heaven-born and heavenward bound,
嗰啲属天嘅儿女将要归回天国。
And very soon the dead in Christ shall rise.
喺不久嘅将来，喺基督里面死去嘅人将要醒过嚟。
And that's from our perspective because they have been dead.
喺我哋嘅观点嚟睇，佢哋死咗。
But from Christ's perspective, they will come back with him in glory.
在基督看来，他们将要同耶稣基督一起回来得着荣耀。
And we are going to see them with him.
我们将要看到他们同基督在一起。
Because to us, they are dead.
因为对我们来讲，他们已经死了。
But those who died in Christ are living right now in heaven.
但是那些在基督里面死了的，现在仍然活在天上面。
When the trumpet shall sound, the world will come to a standstill.
当号角吹响嘅时候，呢个世界将要停滞。
Then we shall all look up in the sky.
而每一个人都要举目观看天空。
All of the peoples of the earth shall see the believers moving upward and moving heavenward.
地上面嘅人民将要睇到信徒被升起，直升到天堂。
Those who are on the highways,
那些在高速公路上面行驶紧嘅。
Those who are in the air,
那些在空中里面旅行紧嘅。
Those who are at work,
如果你喺度做紧嘢嘅。
Those who are in prison for Jesus' sake,
为紧耶稣嘅缘故而坐监嘅。
Those in Africa, Asia, America, and Europe,
喺非洲嘅，喺亚洲嘅，喺美洲嘅，喺欧洲嘅。
Those in New Zealand and Australia and the ends of the world.
在新西兰的，在澳洲的，甚至在地极的。
They are going to look up and see the believers go.
大家都要看到，仰目观看的时候，见到信徒升天。
But those who have rejected Jesus will cry to no avail.
而那些拒绝耶稣的，将要无助地哭喊。
They will call upon the name of the Lord, but no one will help them.
那个时候，他们呼喊上主的名字，但是呼喊的时候却没人帮助他。
Those who have thought that God does not care what you believe or how you live.
那些以为上帝根本不在乎你信什么或者你怎样生活的那些人。
Those sorrowful souls will tremble.
他们悲哀的灵魂将要颤抖。
They will go to churches.
他们会去到教会里面。
But no one will be able to help them.
但是没人能够帮助他们。
They will seek after God.
他们要寻求上帝。
But they will not find him.
但是他们找不到上帝。
They will knock.
他们会叩门。
But no one will open.
但是没人会开门给他们。
They will ask.
他们会询问。
But no one will answer.
但是没有人愿意开门给他们。
As the conquering, victorious Lord leads his own into the heaven of heavens.
当荣耀得胜的上主带领他的儿女走入天国的时候，
Again, the question will be asked by the angels.
天使，他们会再一次这样发问，
Who is the King of glory?
哪个 是荣耀的王呢？
And Jesus is going to point out to all of his own.
耶稣将为他的众儿女要指出。
The multitudes of thousands upon thousands.
你要记住是千千万万的儿女啊。
Those who have been redeemed by his blood.
那些被他宝血买赎回来的人。
He is going to point to them and say, the Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
耶稣将要对他们说，万军的耶和华，他就是荣耀的王。
And at that point, we get the same triumphant entry into heaven as Jesus himself had on the day of his ascension.
在那个时刻，我们就将要同耶稣升天的时候，同样这样凯旋进入天国。
And so we shall be with the Lord forever.
我们将要同上主永远在一起。
Are you going to be with those who will ascend to his holy place?
不知道你会不会同那些升到天堂的人在一起呢？
Are you among those who will ascend into heaven?
你会不会是升到天堂的人当中的其中之一呢？
If you are listening by radio right now,
如果你现在在收音机旁边，
The Lord is inviting you where you are to come to him.
无论你在哪里，上主都要邀请你来到他面前。
Because God is saying to you,
因为上帝现在要跟你说一件事，
You can ascend into the holy hill.
你可以升到上圣山上面。
You can ascend into my holy heaven.
你可以来到我至圣的天堂。
But you must trust in my son Jesus to get you there.
但是你要做的就是要相信我的爱子耶稣才能够去到那里。
You can pray this prayer with me.
希望你同我一起来祈祷。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督，
I come to you.
我来到你的面前。
I repent of my sins.
我愿意为到我的罪而悔改。
I receive you, Jesus, into my life.
我愿意接受你耶稣，求你进入到我的生命里面。
Please accept me into your heaven.
求你接受我入到你的天堂里面。
Amen.
阿们。
If you prayed this prayer,
如果你同我们一起祈祷的话，
you can be sure that God will never reject you.
你就可以确实地相信上帝是不会拒绝你的。
That you have become his child.
你今日就已经成为他的儿女了。
And write to us and let us know.
请你写信给我们。
So that we can also pray for you.
好让我们能够继续为你祷告。我们现在希望送上一首歌给你。这首歌呢是由几首传统的圣诗的组合而成。希望你知道我们去到上帝面前只有靠住耶稣基督。如果没有耶稣基督的话，我们都没有办法去到上帝面前，去到他面前去同他去相会。我们没有办法讲到说荣耀的王是哪个呢？荣耀的王在哪里呢？我们没有办法这样讲的。只有靠住耶稣基督，我们才能够同天使天君一样去进入他里面。只有靠住耶稣基督的宝血，我们才能够颂赞我们的上帝。
颂赞主，颂赞主，称颂上帝得胜，同颂唱，齐步上，领受主盼使命，传扬上帝爱人，把生灵救请，名字背最上。
姊妹，各位听众朋友，我们是不是真的愿意去到上帝面前靠着耶稣基督的宝血去到呢？我相信我们很多时候我们真的未必愿意，是很频密地去认罪，重新去纪念上帝的赦免。我们很多时候认罪就是去到圣餐的时候，我们要为到我们领受上帝的圣体宝血去认罪，但是我们一个月先领一次圣餐，我们认罪就变成一个月先一次，我们平时就去求上帝，这样就会好像去到那个以往旧约的时代，就是一年先认一次，我们就一个月认一次，可能好一点。但是记住，我们要时常去认罪去悔改，我们懂得这样的时候，我们就懂得更加靠近上帝，我们懂得去为到我们的罪去悔改，并且将荣耀赞美归给上帝的时候，我们同上帝会更加去相近。希望在这里你从这个的诗篇二十四篇吸收到这个的信息，愿上帝去赐福给你，让你从这篇的诗篇里面是领受更多，更加靠近上帝。愿上帝赐福给你，再见。